This is the BBC Home Service.
And it used to be so popular.
Well, here it is.
The Goon Show! Stop! Stop! Mr. Greenslade, do your duty, laddie.
Yes, sir. The story that follows is rather complicated. So, to avoid complications, we open with Act 3, Scene 1, Part 2, the same afternoon, enter a human being.
My name is Ned Seagoon. Curse. As I was saying, I am a doctor. I used to have a practice in Harley Street, but the police moved me on. One morning in May, I was going through an old dustbin when my valet announced a visitor.
Pardon me, sir. There is a visitor to see you.
Right. Heads down. Put my lunch back in the dustbin and send him in.
This way, sir.
Oh!
My dear Dr. Seagoon, allow me. My card.
My card.
My card.
Snap!
And now, my friend, to business. My name is Count Moriarty. Have you ever heard of Lurgy?
There's no one of that name here.
Sir Christy Bumpet, listen to me while I tell you a tale. In 1296, on the Isle of You...
Where?
Isle of You.
I love you too. Shall we dance?
I don't wish to know that. On the Isle of You, the dreaded Lurgy struck. In 5 weeks, mark you. Lurgy had destroyed... Silence, please! Lurgy had destroyed the entire population.
What a splendid story.
Oui.
Have you ever heard the story about the man who didn't marry Rita Hayworth?
Impossible. As I was saying, Lurgy could easily destroy the entire human race.
Then I'm okay, fellas.
Count Moriarty, why are you telling me all this?
Why? Yesterday, Lurgy claimed its first victim in Britain.
You just...
I just what?
You just said that Lurgy claimed its first victim in
Sacre bleu, how can you joke when Lurgy threatens? Sit down while I tell you a tale. Last night, my dear Seacombe, I was a passenger on a bus in Oldham.
You reckless continental, you.
Touche. The bus was passing the Wernith fire station. All was normal, and it was raining quite.
Any more fares, please. Boundary Park, next stop. Any more?
What to do with him?
Only time, please.
Here, loosen his collar.
What's the matter with you lot? Take your hands off me.
Stop the bus.
Stop this.
Give him air.
Stand back right now.
Not a pretty sight. Good heavens. What happened then? The unfortunate bus conductor was taken to the Oldham Royal Infirmary.
And then?
And then, well, listen.
Doctor, I tell you I'm all right. I... I can't see what you're bothering about at all, you see.
Yes. Now, breathe in. And breathe out. Must you? Now breathe in again.
Yeah.
Please. I must ask you to... Nurse!
Yes! Nurse! Yes.
Now what is it? I... And that is my tale, Seagull. In 6 weeks, Britain could be destroyed by Lurgy, and that includes you. Come out of that dustbin, Seagoon.
I'm watching television.
Come out.
Oh, please. I don't know anything about Lurgy.
Sapristi, I will tell you all about Lurgy.
Then you cure it.
I'm not a doctor. No, you must be the one. You and you alone will go down in history. Think, Louis Pasteur. Madame Curie, Sir Robert Fleming, and now you.
I agree. What's Logie got to do with me and Pasteur and the other painters?
Sacre Fred! Here, read this article.
Will any doctor who has knowledge of Lurgy please communicate with Dr. Hercules Gritpipe Thin?
Well, what are you waiting for? With his help, you will be the man to save the nation from the dreaded Lurgy.
Yes, Brian.
And knighthood, position, riches, money. Hello? Ah, Dr. Gritpipe Thin? Ah, listen, Gritpipe. Moriarty here.
Yes.
He's just left. He's on his way to you now. Yes. Yes. Until he answers, here's Max Gilray.
Doctor Gritpipe Thin?
The same.
My name is Ned Seagoon.
Upsy-daisy. Now, what can I do for you?
I've come to help fight Lurgy. First Louis Pasteur, Madame Curie, Philip Harbin, and now me!
You silly, twisted boy, you. Now, what are your qualifications?
I was struck off the rolls twice.
You can only be struck off the rolls once.
That'll give you some idea of my importance.
Then you're our man. The situation is extremely grave. In the last 12 hours, 2,000 more victims have been smitten with Lurgy.
We must move fast.
What do you suggest?
South America?
No. You are the one man who can save Britain.
Yes. Yes, first Lewis Cattle, Madame Tussaud. Sir Robert Boothby, and now, me!
Now, Seagoon, let me tell you a tale. I've arranged for you to meet the medical council. Once there...
Yes.
Please don't do that.
Ying Tong, Idle I Po.
Good! I'll tell you a tale. At the moment, Lurgy is confined to Oldham. Now, here's what you must tell the medical council. All the Lurgy victims must be sent to Blackpool.
One moment, Dr. Gritpipe. If you know the cure for Lurgy, why don't you have the knighthood and the riches?
I can't. You see, I'm married.
Oh, I'm... I'm terribly sorry.
No, Seagoon, lad. It must be you.
Yes, I suppose it must.
Mm-hmm.
First, Joe Louis, then call me madam. Mooney and Kim, and now, me!
I wonder what's gone wrong.
Come, Seagoon, off you go to the council medical.
Ladies and gentlemen of the British Medical Council. Now then, I've got you out of bed because I want you to hear about this lurgy lark. Well, they're all doing their nut about in Lancashire. Now, here's the speaker, Dr.
Seagoon, Ned Seagoon.
My life, he's always doing that. Carry on, nut.
Ladies and gentlemen, before I start, are there any further questions?
What is lurgy?
Any more questions? Now, my plan is to set up Yakabool centers in Blackpool.
I'm asking a civilian question. What is lurgy?
There's another thing I want to know. What is lurgy?
What is lurgy?
Shut up. What is lurgy?
I did ask that question, buddy.
Why didn't you say so?
I did say so.
If you've already asked, there's no point in me asking again.
What is lurgy?
One question at a time.
It was only one question, Henry.
But I've already asked that question.
Thank you. Thank you, Dr. Cram. Thank you.
Good night. Good night, Dr. Bannister.
Dr. Bannister?
Yes.
Ted, he looks different in his singlet. Well, gentlemen, I beg of you, before it's too late, isolate the lurgy victims at Yakabool centers in Blackpool.
Wait. Where are we going to get all the money from for this business, buddy?
Hello?
You have arranged a charity concert at the Albert Hall in aid of the Lurgy Distress Fund.
Yes, that's it.
I have arranged for a charity concert at the Albert Hall in aid of the Lurgy Distress Fund.
Bravo!
Part two. The charity concert at the Albert Hall in aid of the Lurgy Distress Fund. The overture by the Railington Quartet.
My very good friend, the milkman, said that I've been losing too much sleep. He doesn't like the hours I keep, and he suggests that you should marry me. That's what the man says. My very good friend, the postman, says that it would make his burden less if we both had the same address. And he suggests that you should marry me. Then there's a very friendly fellow who prints all the latest real estate news, and every day he sends me blueprints of cottages with country views. My very good friend and neighbor say that they've been watching things I do, and they believe that I love you. So I suggest that you should marry me. Here comes the bride. Oh, my lucky piano player. Merry Christmas. Insurance too when you say I love you. It's a sin to tell a lie. Millions of hearts have been broken just because these words were spoken. No, the words were spoken. I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you. But if you break my heart, I'll break it yours, and I'll die. So be sure it's true. When you say I love you, it's nothing to tell a lie. I love you. But when you break my heart, I'll break it yours, and I'll die. So be sure it's true. When you say I love you, it's a sin. Tell her lie, a lie. It's a sin to tell.
And Sergeant, thank you. And next in this concert, we have imported by permission of Count Moriarty and Dr. Grit 15, a great continental tenor, Giovanni Saffoni.
Grazie. For my first number, I would like to sing that lovely melody that we all love so well, I Travel the Road. Gypsy am I, go wandering by, I travel the road, oh, I kill.
I'll give him the signal now.
I travel the road,
last time, come out of that dustbin.
Leave me alone. I don't want to touch Lurgy.
There is nothing to fear. Neddy, I'll tell you the cure.
The cure? That's it, the cure. The cure. What's the cure?
Now sit down, Neddy. And let me tell you a tale. I've arranged for you to force your way into the Houses of Parliament. Once there, you must impress upon them the disastrous consequences of this dreaded murder.
But what's the cure?
The cure is rather unorthodox, but here it is. You will tell them.
Meanwhile, an unsuspecting Parliament was debating important affairs of state.
For the drains at Hackney. And may I ask why they have not been taken up in the last century?
Yeah.
They are. They were taken up last December.
Isn't it time they were taken up again?
Impossible. They've not been put back again yet.
The fierce debate was at its height. when past the speaker's chair crept a dustbin, and with dramatic suddenness, the lid was flung off.
Honorable members, I have some important news concerning Lurgy.
Rubbish! Get out! He's a liberal.
First of all,
he's a liberal.
I must ask you.
Rubbish. I've never heard of such swallow. Who are you, sir?
My name is Ned Siegel.
Is it all right to get up now?
You may rise, sir.
Ah.
Now, Lurgy threatens us all.
What is Lurgy?
Lurgy! Lurgy is the most dreadful malady known to mankind. In 6 weeks, it could swamp the whole of the British Isles.
Rubbish.
Our gentlemen.
Rubbish.
Gentlemen Oldham is already affected.
What?
At this very moment, more and more people are contracting Lurgy.
Oh, a terrible state of affairs, I...
Is there any known cure for Lurgy?
That there is. Let me tell you a tale. By continuous research, I discover that all victims had one thing in common.
Out with it, man! Out with it!
None of them play in a brass band!
Good
fellow! One moment, sir. Are you inferring that by playing a musical instrument, one is immune from Lurgy?
Yes!
Anthony, give me an A, would you?
Following the dramatic disclosure in Parliament, Dr. Ned Seagoon has been put in full charge of the anti-Lurgy campaign.
You will need to order 4 million E-flat trombones.
That's going to cost something, isn't it?
Cost! Rides are at stake, man.
Yes. If you can save Britain from Lurgy, the government won't mind the expenditure.
All right. First Louis Pasteur and Madame Pompadour, Cynthia and Gladys.
Yes. You've heard all that. And now you.
Yes.
3 million euphoniums, 4 million sousaphones. Well, here's the list. Sign here, lad.
And send it to Messrs. Guzzi and Box, the well-known instrument makers.
Dear listeners, sit down while I tell you a tale. Within 3 weeks, Guzzi and Box had received £50 million in brass band orders. They delivered them to some 30 million musical instruments to Airwick Gatport, the great airport at Gatwick.
What a sight! 1,000 planes packed to the bilges with a life-saving instrument. Well done, Guzzi and Box. Now, where is that Major Bradlock? It's almost 0 hour. Any of you pilots seen Major Bradlock?
I had you come in, my deputy. I had you come me. Enter blue bottle. Pauses for audience applause, not a subject. Better second half.
Stand away, little stringy pants. This is man's work.
But I have done my homework, and I wash my knees. Look. Points to white spot on leg.
Stop that tooting, man. Where's Major Bradlock?
I can play that part better than he can, him can. I'm in the school play at Christmas. Put on white beard. Hello.
Wait a moment.
There is a part for you.
I knew you would not play this game without little blue bottle. What do I say, Captain?
Read this, but don't read it till I tell you.
My little Captain is going a long way off to see if I can shout to him. Turns from window, so I will not shout at him.
Right out! Read it out now!
I heard you... Reads part. My name is Ned Seagoon... You rotten swine! You have deaded me before. before we even started the game. And you have singed my Edward Purdom Egyptian type shirt. Hey! Moves off for new supply of crepe air.
Don't cut me crunk of stops and dapple me lectures. A civilian on army property? Who are you, sir?
I'd rather not say, sir. You see, I...
Come on out with it, man. I'm broad-minded. Wait a minute. You're not Ned. Shh.
Please.
What a strange-sounding name.
Major Bloodnock.
That's more like a name. Pleased to meet you, Major Bloodnock.
I'm not Major Bloodnock. That's your name.
Oh, of course it is, yes. No!
Major Bloodnock.
Major Bloodnock.
Yes.
Yes.
You will be parachuted into Blackpool with your band. The object being to instruct the Lurgy victims in the use of these new instruments.
Well, we're all ready to depart now. Band by the left into the plane. Quick, march, jumps away. Good luck.
Taking off towards Blackpool. Soon it will all be over. Lurgy, conquered by me!
And now, here's the news. Today in Parliament, questions were asked regarding the dropping of some 50 million brass band instruments on Blackpool late last night. There appears to be no valid reason why this strange operation was carried out. It is known to have cost the Treasury well over £25 million. As a result, income tax will now be 3 guineas in the pound. New Scotland Yard are trying to trace a short, fat man who started a rumour about a non-existent disease called Lurgy. He is reported
Switch
to
it
have
off.
Last been seen.
Yes, yes, we've heard enough of that now. Let me see now. That's £50,000 for you, £50 million for me, £6 million for me, £6 million for the...
Ah, there you are.
It's little Neddy.
Have you heard the news? They say that there's no such disease as Lurgy.
No such disease as Lurgy? And who went to the Houses of Parliament and told them there was? Oh, dear.
Hey? you told me to tell them. I mean...
Toothbrush.
Yes.
Change of underwear.
$2,000.
Yes. Got the plane tickets.
Wait. There is such a thing as Lurgy. What? Isn't there? You told me there was, didn't you? I mean...
Oh, pardon me. Oh, the car is waiting for Mr. Goosey and Mr. Borks to take me to the airport.
You've got a ticket from the Albert Hall.
Ooh.
You've got Lurgy. Run for your life, Lurgy! Wait a minute.
Mr. Goosey and Mr. Borks? Yes, that's our business name. We make brass band instruments, you know.
You must have made a fortune.
Let me tell you a tale. First, Charlie Peace, Dr. Crippen, and now, Muggins.
Goodbye.
Muggins? Who's Muggins?
Was the Boom Show, a recorded program featuring Peter Sellers, Harry Secombe, and Spike Milligan, with the Rarrington Quartet and Max Gildrey. The orchestra was conducted by Wally Stott, script by Eric Sykes and Spike Milligan, announcer Wallace Bingsley, the program produced by Peter Eaton.